Michio. Good to have you.
Glad to be on.
People love physics, don't they?
That's right. They're fascinated by the unknown, about worlds that we can't see, about whole universes that lie just beyond our comprehension.
It's science fiction, and yet it's fact, which makes it all the more exciting. What are quantum computers?
Well, quantum computers is the ultimate computer. It computes on atoms. And just last month, there was a scientific breakthrough that made headlines in the scientific world. Even the CIA took note of this. The most advanced quantum computer, now computing on seven atoms, proved that 3 times 5 is 15. You see, quantum computers consist totally of atoms that are arranged, their spins like a spinning top, or arranged in sequence. That's why it's so difficult to do anything more than about seven atoms. That's the largest we've been able to manufacture at the present time.
Now, the thing that's always puzzled me about quantum computers is that the physical laws at that level are so very different. Things like uncertainty, doesn't that come into play and make it difficult to make something that is stable?
Times 5 is 15.
something else is happening. Okay, fine, so tell me something good. Yeah. All right, this is the truth. I'm telling you the truth right now. It's happening.
Came down here, everybody in Florida was smoking pot. I'm picturing. Picture me. Yeah, I feel so nice.
times 5 is 15.
Another junkie came along and they stopped him and said, "Hey, buddy, do me a favor." The junkie said, "Yeah, baby, what can I do for you? Is that the sun going down or is that the moon coming up?"
Thank you.
Asimov chip inside their brain. Once they start to get uppity, once they start to begin to have dreams about taking over, the chip will basically shut them off and will pull the plug on these computers.
We're going to need Asimov's rules for robotics, I think. Michio, always right. Great to talk to you. It's a great pleasure. And if you think 50 years is a long time, that means that's not that long. It means when our kids are our age or maybe a little bit older. It's not that far off, and it's an amazing world.
That's right,
world.
And in 20 years, we will see the end of Moore's Law, the collapse of silicon power.
What a world.